It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Mavsik, and we are at United Fidelity, your hometown bank that's big enough to offer you all the services that you'd want from a big bank, but also hometown enough to tailor their needs, your needs to what they are. Tailor their services to your needs. And they have a six-month CD term, 4.20% APY. And, Coach, I see you're enjoying some of that Casey's pizza. They donated that tonight, so Casey's is wanting to get on board here. Getting a lot more support for the team that you're putting together.
Well, we appreciate all of it. Alan, these kids have worked hard.
They do work hard, and that's the thing. We always try to thank the sponsors because they work so hard that without the sponsors putting those games, you know, those games aren't on TV and or on the radio, excuse me, and people don't know about them. But let's go all the way back to the two games last Monday, the 29th. Mm-hmm. You beat East Central 55-38. What kind of game was that? I mean, 17-point game.
Yeah. It was closer than that. I think, speaking of sponsors, Alan, if I may, this tournament wouldn't have been possible without the WYBA, this group that raises money. They funded, a lot of the hotel, the food down there, and just can't say enough for those people that give these kids this experience. But
what does WYBA?
It's the Wildcat Youth Basketball Association.
Okay.
And just a great organization that I don't know if Joe founded it, but they certainly had a role in here when I got in here. And just, we've got a lot of great people involved with that, and they made this possible for us to go and play in this tournament. But East Central was really, I'll tell you, I was really impressed with our kids. This was the only team that we had a lot of time to get ready for. We play at 2. If you lose, you play at 6:30. When you play at 8, and I can't say enough of the job Robbie Duncan did all week. Rusty was laid up and couldn't make the trip, but Robbie was just all over all these game preps. And, he didn't have a lot of time. He didn't know who you were going to play. I mean,
right.
It was a win-lose situation, and he really had us ready. And this first game was the one that we really had time. And I tell you, they threw everything at us, Alan. We came out, they zoned press, they zoned, they everything. And Nash, Bryce, and Grayson come out. I think we hit our first four threes, but with ball movement, we really executed. We took, I don't think we ever trailed, and then we grew up 11 at half, and never, but they had two really good players, this whole tournament was, good teams. These were very good teams that we played.
Now, did Meyer not play in that first
Meyer
game?
Meyer did not start, but he played. That was his first game back. We didn't start him because he was still – he practiced, but, he was 100% in terms of, health-wise. There was no issues, but, he was still a little rusty. But he came in and did well. I mean, he played a lot of the game. But
just when you were mentioning ball handlers and you left him out, that's the only reason I asked that question. But for a team to throw presses at you, that kind of plays to your strength.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a press. It was more half-court stuff. And we knew, Robbie said they play some zone. But they really just kind of, made basket during this, missed basket this. And they came out and they did some things. And we just handled it very well. We didn't turn the ball over. And I want to say we shot almost 55% of the field. I should have brought those stats. But
wow.
But I think we led at 12 to half. And one of the things we talked to the team a lot is, you as a coach, I know at the college level, you got the media timeouts, and you're always looking at the 4-minute marks of all these. Have we maintained our lead?
Right.
And we never lost that advantage throughout the game. And, we finished it off, and we got, some younger kids got into play. But, we just really, we executed well. And then we turn around, and, all along going in there, we thought I think everybody thought the Bishop Bluers, with their tradition and the talent they've had, was going to be maybe the team to play. And then this Hauser group was a 1A team that went to the semi-state championship a year before. Mm-hmm. And once again had three really good players, offensive players, good, strong kids, and they've been winning. They won that tournament last year. Mm-hmm. And they outplayed Bluers the whole way. And, I can't say enough of what you know, Nash hits three free throws with 0.1 second to win. And Nash had a terrific game, but I can't say enough of what Brady Schickel did in this game. We come out, they had a really good player, and Bryce is always kind of our guy, and Bryce picks up two quick fouls. Ooh. And we had not, you know, we hadn't game planned a whole lot anyway because we didn't have, you know, a lot of time.
You didn't know who it was going to be.
But Brady really wasn't in the pick. We never talked about Brady guarding this kid and Mark Hostetter and Robbie. We sit there because he was really going. Kid could play inside and out. He wasn't a great 3-point shooter, big drive it. So we thought, let's put Brady on him. And you know, I mean, I don't know if the kid, honestly, Alan, I can't remember. He may have got a garbage bucket in the second half. I don't think he scored the rest of the game. And Brady just, not just on the post, he got him out on the perimeter. He tried to drive him.
Yeah.
And then, plus, Brady goes 7-for-7 from the field. Just has a terrific game. And we never led until the end. We were behind. We had the ball, I think, 4 or 5 times where we could have took the lead. And I think we turned it over 3 times. We set up a play for Meyer out of a timeout. We didn't get the bucket. Got a good look. But we get down to the end, and we really execute down the stretch. Nash gets a bucket, and then we got a foul. They make him. Meyer scores, and then we get a turnover. They're up 2, got the ball, and we're going to foul them, but we press early on. They turned it over. And we had a play. We didn't call a timeout. We had a set. It didn't work, and it was really, I thought, we set a timeout, so I called a timeout. We ran a set. We have it a side out of bounds. We didn't execute it great, but they didn't buy on it. And Meyer just did a great job. Made a great decision. He didn't have anything. And we started moving around, and then Nash, you know, we got a break.
Did he drive it to the basket?
No, he got fouled shooting 3.
That's right. Took a 3. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got
Yeah,
three.
Okay. And with 0.1 on the clock, and, I mean, he just stood up there and hit them all.
Was it a good call?
No.
I mean,
no, it was not.
I was gonna say, with 0.1
you know, I did not see it when it happened. And I thought one of our guys said, and we were up there. We had so many, you know, we had so many games. I didn't really have a chance to look at it. And I got home, and I went right to it. And it's like, but you know what? We weren't getting a real good whistle late in the game. There were some calls on their end that I thought were a little bit, I don't know, favorable, so to speak, for them. And but no, I'm certainly not at 0.1. But you know what? We deserved it. We deserved a break every now and then. And then, you know, now, I mean, you can say all you want, did foul. That kid set up there with 0.1 and hit 3 of them. Mm-hmm. And that was the game. They threw it, and I think we tipped it.
Yeah. Well, he is, I mean, his best asset's from the shoulders up.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, played, this is 4th year starting. And so I don't know anybody else you'd rather have there at the line under, you know, the pressure and the lights and everything. And he's the guy.
He certainly was then, and but we, I mean, we both. I mean, Meyer made a terrific basket late in the game where, you know, it was just one of these deals. We got to drive, and the possession before that, Nash did, and you know, it was really a good game. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know if we want to get to the title game yet, but
yeah, we might as well go ahead and cover that in this.
Mark watched them. They were on the other side of the bracket, and Mark watched him a little bit and said, and Robbie watched him and said, these guys are good. And they were, I think, you know, by far the best team we've played all year. They were extremely well coached, very good defensively. And yeah, we just got flat. They took some things away from us. And we've had this happen in some games where we just kind of, you know, we didn't react well enough. You know, we forced a lot of stuff. We turned the ball over 17 times.
Ooh.
And you're not going to win.
Did they just speed you up?
Oh, they were in gaps. They played. They had a deal that we knew going in. They kind of blitzed, trapped the ball screen, and we had set up some things for it, but really not practiced them. I mean, we were in a ballroom with a rolled up towel trying to simulate this, and they covered that. But we didn't capitalize on some of it. We really just had some kind of bonehead turnovers. But I think 2 or 3 of them led to baskets. We got down, and they're a good team. I mean, we walked out of there. I was disappointed, obviously, that we lost. We wanted to win a championship, but they were, you know, just well balanced, shot the ball well, really defended. They defended us as well. We couldn't get any penetration in there. We had trouble getting the ball into Brady, and they had a pretty good post defender in there as well. And it really just got away from us, and it was disappointing, but. You know, we learn from it. You know, I think that all this is going to help us down the line, and you know.
Well, sure, it'll help you in a couple of weeks when you go over to White County. Carmi White County Invitational.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That'll help you in that. And the you went through a tournament. That's just setting you up for the sectional. So you
talked a lot about that. You know, this is a three. Actually, you know, it's two. And you know, as we told Art, I mean, I told these guys that the team we played, Tri-West, that's the kind of team. These other teams in our sectional, they're going to be playing at that level.
Yeah.
In March, they're going to be that team, and we're going to have to up our deal, what we do. And I think since then, our practices have been, you know, I think our practices have been better, a little bit more, you know, more sense of urgency, so to speak. You know, we've talked a lot about these kids. We got 57 days between now and the sectional. Between, you know, we got a game obviously Friday, and you know, the first, that's our last guaranteed game is in terms of, you know, did you know you're going to play. And really trying to focus in, you know, these kids, you know, this is it, you know. And, you know, looked at the freshmen today and said, you know, don't think that this is, you know, this is right around the corner for you. You think you got all, you know, 4 years, I'm a freshman. It goes fast, Alan. These kids, they don't realize it until it's over.
I'm sure, Brady and Nash would tell you that because they started when they were freshmen, and now here it's the last, you know, it's the last rodeo, as they say. But that tournament had to be something. It kind of eye-opening for these guys. I think they know now they can play toe-to-toe. I mean, Hauser, like you said, they were in the – was a semi-state, or did they make the
state? I think
state
they got to the championship of the semi-state, I think.
And they played toe-to-toe with them and beat them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Tri-West Hendricks County, they've always been good in athletics, football. Mm-hmm. We used to go up there in semi-state with Mater Dei when we were broadcasting them, and we always see them. They were that good in football now, basketball too. So – your kids knowing that they can compete at that level gives them that sense of urgency in your practices.
Yeah, I think they saw it. I think they saw the things that this particular team did in terms of communication with one of these teams was very well coached. A lot of respect. I know the coach there is similarly. He wasn't in college game as long as I had, but he'd been in the college game 10 or 12 years before he took over there. And just, you know, a team that was – very well schooled and defended extremely well. I mean, just guys in a stance, a lot of communication, and so you know, it was a good experience. And once again, I think these folks with the W, it was a great tournament. You know, Joe, I think Joe set this up, and it's really well run. Nice people. It was a good experience.
Well, terrific. Well, that will take our first break, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2018 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive four-door premium. The sharp silver SUV is all-wheel drive and has just 76,000 miles. It has a clean Carfax record, leather seats, third-row seating, and active noise cancellation for a quiet interior ride. Check the pictures out online at actpreowned.com or swing by 312 College Avenue and take it on a test drive today. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Are you craving zesty, authentic Italian pizza? Then there's only one place, DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Also savory pasta, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. Can't wait? Then order online at orderdimaggios.com. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday in Mount Vernon and in Evansville at 3848 North 1st Avenue.
Is the your hometown bank that's big enough to function as a full-service bank, but also can cater everything to your needs. And they have a six-month CD term, 4.20 APY. Well, Coach, this brings us up now. We've talked about that tournament. We just had a game against Pike Central on Saturday, an afternoon game. We talked first coach's show. I asked you about getting into a rhythm. We haven't gotten into a rhythm yet. You just have different, because of circumstances, because of holidays, things like that. And now this game was a Saturday afternoon game, but it gave the kids just a different way of preparing for things.
Well, you know, this was the first game we had all year where we felt like, looking across the board, we were bigger, stronger, and faster at every position.
Yeah, and rebounding was a weakness of theirs. Well, it's a weakness of ours, too, but
we put some things, the thing I talked to these before the game and the day before, is there were about three or four things. I said, this is something we should dominate in this game. We should be a high assist game because we should be able to run offense. We should not turn the ball over. We wanted to get less than 10 turnovers. We wanted to really get out in transition. I thought we could really beat these guys down the floor and establish ourselves as they run the floor. And then at halftime, I said, listen, we've got to get this third quarter stuff addressed to where, you know, we're not coming out of the locker room, and you know, we had 17 assists. Nash had 9.
Yeah,
we had only 6 turnovers, so that was good. And then, look, we showed the tape. I mean, we had a lot of just run out. You know, ran the floor, mm-hmm. got the ball at a lot of different spots. Meyer really got going. Meyer's feet. I mean, ran the floor, and then he got. I mean, I think he ran ahead and got 2 or 3 layups himself. But he
did.
You know, got involved early and just played with some. You know. A lot of precision, and when he does that, I think he had 27, I'm going to say.
27. His first 5 three-pointers were, I call them 4.5 inches. They were all right down the center and never, didn't touch the rim. Then he missed one. But
yeah.
That was no big deal.
But all those came to fruition about, you know, the statistical things that we thought we should do. Mm-hmm. And those kids played hard. It was they were, you know, they're struggling. They're 0-9, but I've seen, you know, enough where, you know, it's like we start the game and you know, I knew we were going to be able to get good looks. I said, we got to be careful now because we come down and, you know, we get a Meyer look inside, he missed, and they come down. They struggle to score, so, you know, it's 1.5 off the clock. We come down, we miss a 3, and when we finally got a basket. I think we're up 2-0. I'm looking down, but there's only like 2.5 minutes left to go in the court.
Yeah, it was like teams were feeling each other out.
Yeah.
But like you said, I thought on paper and everything, it looked like you were going to be physically superior and watching them warm up and all, same kind of a thing. But 8-6 after the first. You went into halftime 27-11, and then the third quarter stretched out to 47-20. And then the fourth quarter, a lot of substituting and things like that. And they won the fourth quarter 17-9. But it should have been a 30-point game, and it wound up being 19.
Yeah.
But that's fine. You got a lot of playing time for some younger kids. And I like the way you have, like, maybe 2 starters and 3 younger ones, or 3 starters and 2.
Well, we wanted to go more. I was hoping, and you know, guys do what they have to do, but you know, they were running that trap still, and we just, our younger guards, just they're not ready for that. It's hard enough mm-hmm. with your veteran guys because you got a team got nothing to lose. They can just run up and trap you, and you don't really have a flow. And I didn't want too many of those kids out there. Get in a situation where they turn it over.
Right.
And, you know, finally we got to the end. I mean, it was, you know, and it's just, I'd never want to put young kids in there in a position where I don't think they're going to succeed.
Right. Don't set them up for failure.
Yeah.
And these kids, A lot of them, these are freshmen. So they came from eighth grade basketball. Oh, yeah. Now all of a sudden it's varsity. The speed is totally different.
Well, I think the speed, some of the physicality, like, you know, like Waz gets the ball inside and he didn't look to score. He kind of backed, he turned it over, and I brought him over. I said, listen, you need to, you know, that's a ball you need to be more aggressive, score. He gets the ball the next time. He takes that ball to the rim and gets an and one.
That was the thing Jameis and I commented on. He had it in scoring position, but he kicked it back out. That's just inexperience, and he's not confident in that. And the next time he did get a nice little little baby hook.
He got in the lane and a drive at the end of the press. And these kids are going to be fine. They just it's nice to get the situation out there. I wish that we could have just, you know, if it had been normal, we could have just ran some offense and stuff so those guys could get a little experience doing that. But either way, it worked out. We got some things done.
Definitely giving them varsity minutes and meaningful minutes, not just the 30-second cleanup or something like that. That is really good, and that'll pay you dividends down the road for sure. Also, you're talking about the rebounds. We had Brady for 8. You said Nash had 9 assists, and Meyer Robb getting 27. That was just a thing of beauty coming, because, you know, didn't know what to expect out of him.
Well, Meyer's come along. I mean, he's, you know, when he's locked in, so to speak, I think Meyer, this was a game you worried a little bit about Meyer with kids that are gifted as he is and ability to score, that, you know, he'll make it all an individual thing because you know you're going to be able to get some things. And he really played, you know, he got his feet set in the zone. He ran the floor. It's just, I mean, I can't say enough for all these kids that we talk to all the time. You can never go wrong running the floor. And once you do, it just opens up so many things. A kid like Meyer who can run, you know, get down the floor, get guys chasing him right away. And, you know, Reese just, I mean, just incredible running the floor. And what people don't see is Reese is running the floor, and they've got a guy protecting the basket who's guarding Meyer. Well, Reese gets to the rim. He's got to stay in, and Nash kicks it out to Meyer for a wide-open three.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't see Reese makes that happen because he runs.
He had another one of those games where on this piece of paper, there's nothing. But you watch him play and you say, you know, he's an all over the floor. He'll chase rebound. We talked about that, the rebounding before the game. Said, you know, Reese might not jump up to get a rebound. He'll run across the floor and take it away from you.
Yeah.
That's just that kind of hustle. And he's fun to watch. And he doesn't waste any time. When he steps on the floor, he's at full speed.
Well, I think he's settled in. Like a lot of these, you get to this point, and guys, you have a role that you have that we need you to do. You know, we need, you know, whether it's rebounding, screening, whatever. And with Reese, what he has done on several occasions is he's come in and really run the floor. And he missed the layup, which, you know, that's disappointing. We're missing. We've gone to another kind of. I asked the guy. I got about 20 of them. I got about 20 different ways to finish and practice, and it's, none of them seem to be working. I don't know. We miss a lot of balls at the rim.
Some point, it becomes mental.
We've seen
that too, and it's just looks like a simple shot, and it isn't. But some of the times, and I haven't seen that with too many of your guys, but sometimes a younger player, they contort their body so much to avoid contact that they don't get the foul or the shot.
Yeah, it's
and it's a hard thing to know. Go into the guy, draw the contact, and then focus on the shot.
Yeah,
but that's a fine line to draw there. Another big thing that I saw, Grayson Boozy, who Mr. Belly Button Defense, got 9 points for you. Three for five.
We told the team today, Grayson, his last 4 games is 8 of 13 from the three, which is just outstanding.
That's coaching.
Well, I don't. Grayson, the thing that, you know, like a lot of guys, he doesn't take bad ones.
No.
And he's missed 2 or 3 openings. Now, he made a couple bad decisions in the Hauser game in the open court, not necessarily the shooting, but he's, you know, before he, you know, was gone from, he was playing as well as I've seen him play. And now he's kind of getting, he's back to that. He plays hard. We got to get him just a little smarter. And not fouling as much, but you know, he hits open shots like that, and it was, you know, Nash just came and was really just did a great job of getting this ball down the floor and finding open people. And I think, I know Meyer got, they blend some zone. We ran a couple zone sets. Meyer found Grayson in the corner with a good assist there, and that's his game. You know, he's going to make open shots, but he made some big baskets in the Hauser game at the rim too. So he's been effective.
Yeah, we commented on sometimes he would pass up what looks like a good open three, but the way your team works, they pass up good shots and get better ones.
Yeah.
So that's, we didn't have a problem with that at all.
No.
He made real good decisions, at, you know, in that game. It wasn't you know, we weren't at the Hauser one. But we will talk about the Forest Park game here in just a moment, but we'll take a second break here. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a dream home in Mount Vernon, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty has another great property for you. You need to check out 316 Sunset Drive, a brand new custom-built home by Bel Air Land. This stunning home features 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and nearly 2,000 square feet of modern living space. Inside, you'll love the open concept design, a bright kitchen with stainless steel appliances and a large island, plus a luxurious owner suite with dual vanities and a tiled shower. Be the very first person to call this home your own. Don't wait. Contact T. Milam today. Give Rick a call at 812-453-1068 and check out the listing online at tmilam.com. T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to make sure your current vehicle is ready for winter? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. From new snow-ready Jeep and Ram 4x4s to reliable pre-owned options, we're your one-stop shop. Plus, when the temperature drops, our certified technicians are here to help keep your vehicle winter-ready with expert service and maintenance. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back a final time to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Nofsek, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI. We're in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank, where they've got a six-month CD term, 4.20% APY. Doug, we got a game. It's homecoming this Friday night, bringing Forest Park to town. And Forest Park, generally similar athletes to what Mount Vernon has. They seem to be, just to watch them, their behavior and stuff, they seem to be good kids. They're hard-nosed kids. They might be really talented. They might be medium talented, but they're always going to give you everything they've got.
You know, it's a team I haven't yet looked at much of. I'm trying to get caught up with our own games from Switzerland County. Obviously, we played Saturday and watching practice and stuff. So I'm going to dive in more. But I know they've got a kid, I guess, 6'7 or 6'8 last year. I believe they think he's grown to 6'10 now. He's had some games. So we're going to see something different there that we haven't seen. It's not like I'm, you know, we'll deal with what we have. We've played against a lot of good players this year.
Yeah.
It seemed like every team has had a couple of guys that, you know, could start for us or play certainly in this league and do well. And I'm sure this kid at 6'10 could create some problems. I think he's had some big games.
Yeah.
But we'll dive into them tomorrow. We did a lot of our own stuff today. But we usually, you know, we'll start, you know, at least a day or two, and we'll dive into them tomorrow afternoon. And Coach Duncan will have the stuff there. I think they do a lot of different things defensively as well. So
yeah.
I'm thinking we've seen about everything. So we haven't seen a 16 kid though.
Yeah, several years ago when Brady was a freshman, Coach Newcomb was from East Peak, and they brought it. the East Peak came to town and they had a kid about that size. Yeah. Brady guarded him with his hips, had his hands back, and pushed him all over the court with his hips. By the end of the game, the kid was standing with his back to the baseline out by the corner, just huffing and puffing. Yeah. Brady had worn him out. Now, the kid got his points and got some rebounds and stuff, but he's not afraid to go against a taller kid.
No,
and he'll, he has learned to keep his hands off and use his hips and push and shove in a legal sort of way. I used air quotes, folks, the ones at home. But I don't know what their record is either. I'm sorry, I did not
look that up. I know at one point I think they were 5-3, and then they played. I think they've lost. They were in a tournament this past week. I'm not sure. I want to say it was at Southridge, and I think they lost all three games, but I think they played good teams. I think they're like us. They've played a pretty good schedule. So, you know, we're going to anticipate a battle in here. You know, it's a rival school. I mean, it's in the league, so we got to get ready.
The one thing that, it'll be key for this weekend is your rebounding. We talked about that before, and you last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess, when our last show was, you talked about putting in some things to get the kids more focused on rebounding, and apparently they did that over the weekend. Certainly they did it last Saturday against a team that's their weakness, but you're going to have to bring whatever tools that is that you're teaching your kids in practice. They're going to have to bring them Friday night.
Well, I mean, rebounding is something everybody can do, and you can do it every day. Our biggest
concern right now
is turnovers.
Yeah.
There's an old adage. I don't care what sport you play, you can't give the ball to the other team. And we've just, in our losses, we went through our losses, and the common denominator in all of our losses is turnovers and poor three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those are poor shot selection as well, but they aren't. It's not like we've been pressed and trapped. Now, Tri-West had a very aggressive, you know, they attack ball screens in that regard, but a lot of these were just careless. We've just got to get better.
Well, you know, those two problems you mentioned are very, very correctable with this group. First of all, they are good ball handlers, so they get their focus tightened up a little bit. That'll get corrected because they are good ball handlers. And as far as the shot selection on three-point shots and such, you got smart kids. You're not dealing with empty heads up there, so they'll get that too. Those are correctable errors, as they say.
Well, we've just talked more about concentration and practice and building habits because we've missed. We've missed a fair amount of fairly open shots. We had that at Tri-West early in the game. We had some good looks and didn't get them down. And, you know, Grayson, that's kind of where Grayson and, you know, Meyer obviously stepped up. I think he was 5'8 yesterday, which is great. And his numbers have gotten better. Bryce was really good in the first game up in Switzerland County. He used 2-7 yesterday, which isn't, you know, he needs to be better than that. But he's someone that has done that for us, you know, even through the summer. I mean, Bryce was the guy that made open shots. So, yeah, we've had these guys. We were going a little bit more for them. They're back in school tomorrow. So now you know, I think most of the time that's a good thing because it's the routine they're used to.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, kind of hanging around all day and not much going on. So we didn't have school today. We practiced at our normal time. But, we'll get back into the regular rhythm.
Yeah. When you use the word, you know, talking about getting the kids to focus, which, that's the key to anything you do in athletics. You're talking about teenage boys here, getting them to focus. You know, they got, you know, Susie from chemistry class. You got, you know, mom and dad are mad because they didn't clean their room or whatever. They got all kinds of stuff going on. But for that, just those few minutes, you got to get them focused.
Yeah.
And that's a big, big challenge. And it's also going to be homecoming Friday night. Anything special at the team dinner or anything?
I'll be honest, Alan, I should know more about it. I'm not used to we actually did a homecoming at USI with basketball. You know, homecoming is just always associated with football.
Yeah.
So this is new. I'm hoping we get a good crowd. People will come in. I think they're doing some things at half with the court, King Queen, I guess, things of that nature. So, but in terms of the rest of the festivities, I'm not sure. We're going to worry about the game.
I was going to say, you're worried more what goes on inside the black lines rather than outside. But, with that, we do – if I'm not mistaken, I'm 99% sure it's 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look to do that on Friday night. Folks, these kids work awful hard. Coach working awful hard. They deserve your support. Come out, bring your noisy neighbors, and let's make it a good raucous atmosphere to cheer on these Mount Vernon Wildcats. And with that, I will turn it back to Dave, say thank you to Doug, and good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.